Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me. We turn our attention to Huawei one more time. Lost in the midst of these last tumultuous years of the pandemic is that Huawei is not trusted profoundly. And we welcome Brendan Carr of the FCC, a commissioner, to help us understand where Huawei is in a new story that Reuters features in these last days. The Biden administration investigating Chinese telecoms equipment maker Huawei over concerns that U.S. cell towers fitted with its gear could capture sensitive information from military bases and missile silos that the company could then transmit to China. What? Brendan, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining us. Huawei. The ground rules here. Huawei was well understood to be untrustworthy. So is Huawei trusted in some fashion that it's putting towers next to missile silos? This is spectacular. It reads like the beginning of a Tom Clancy novel. Good evening to you, Brendan.
Good evening. Good to join you again. You know, Huawei is the definition of untrusted. In fact, back in 2019, I went up to Great Falls, Montana. That's where Malmstrom Air Force Base is located. And I spent time there with Colonel Jennifer Reeves. And in her charge are 150 intercontinental ballistic missiles spread in underground silos all across northern Montana. And there's nothing up there. It's blue sky country. It's wheat fields. No population, except dotted throughout that missile field is, as this new reporting shows, and as I personally saw in 2019, cell towers running on high power Huawei gear. And so the reality is that the FCC, we stepped in and we said on a going forward basis, you can no longer insert that gear into your networks if you're doing it with federal subsidies. And the reality is in these rural areas, you basically need federal subsidies in order to build this out because, again, there's no population there. Then we started a process that I helped push forward called rip and replace, which is let's go back now and take out the equipment that made it into those networks, including the cell towers that I saw in northern Montana. Congress was a little bit late appropriating the funding for that, and we're a little short on the appropriated dollars right now. So the reality is that gear is still there today in the network, and actually Senator Rubio is pushing to try to include in the CHIPS Act a slug of funding that would allow us to complete that process of rip and replace.
Gordon, you have a question for the commissioner.
Brendan, how much Huawei equipment is still in American backbones across the country?
There's a lot, you know, and very little, if any, has actually been pulled out since we've made the determination that it's a national security threat. Now, the good news is new gear isn't going in necessarily, but there's also a loophole there that I talked about almost a year ago, which is to say, while we don't let you put this gear in your networks with these federal subsidies, you can still buy the same equipment and put it at the same point in your network as long as you use private non-federal dollars to do that. And I've called for us to close that loophole. Congress actually gave us additional authority to do that. And at the FCC, we need to finalize a rulemaking that would stop us from continuing to approve Huawei and ZTE gear for use in the U.S. So it's kind of the story of two steps forward, one step back. We've made the decision, but we just aren't following through with the common sense actions that are needed to really secure our network.
These are near missile silos. That's the U.S. Air Force. That's security times 10. So I want to understand how we got to here, Brendan. There's a new book, I'm sure you're familiar with it, by Jonathan Pelson, Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. In this are anecdotes from the late 20th century where marketing executives from, at the time, what was Bell Telephone turning into several variations, this is late 20th century, selling in China, connecting with Chinese officials. This is the early days of WTO and China was welcome into the world. the chairman or the leader of Huawei at that time, which was a new company just growing, later identified a young woman, later identified as Ministry of State Security in the late 20th century. I'm not using names because I'm sure you know these stories. What about Huawei was ever trusted? The Ministry of State Security is the devil incarnate, Brendan.
Yeah, it's really surprising how on a bipartisan basis we were asleep at the switch. A lot of this gear that I personally saw standing in wheat fields at these cell towers, looking at the Huawei gear that was there, you know, a lot of these were contracts that were, you know, cut in 2012 and 2013. And these are small rural providers. And they told me they went to the federal government back then and said, hey, do you have any issue with us buying this Huawei gear? And they said, nope, you know, go forth and prosper. And so that's how long the risk was out there and how slow the federal government was. And it's a problem. It's a problem with this gear. It's a problem with the standard setting process. Right now, China is, you know, Xi has said that dominating the standard setting process is part of their going out into the world with this influence campaign. And we got to be careful in that realm as well.
Gordon, just a detail about Huawei. We've talked about it for years now, but these stories from Jonathan Pelson go back to the late 20th century. Was it always assumed that Huawei was not a threat, even though its leadership was suspect of being part of this, what we now call the surveillance state? Did they not know it or did they ignore it, Gordon?
John, I think they ignored it. We've known from the beginning that Huawei was an instrumentality, in effect, of the Chinese military and the Communist Party. It says it's privately owned, employee owned, but studies have shown that 99% of the shares are held by what's known as a trade union. And in the Chinese system, that is really a front for the Chinese central government and the Chinese military. Only 1% of Huawei is owned by an employee. That's Ren Zhengfei, the person who founded Huawei, who was a mustered out Chinese military officer. So we've known this. We've had all the facts. We've just chosen to ignore it.
You have a question for Brendan.
Brendan, what is the attitude of the Biden administration towards Huawei in general? Where are they going with this?
You know, by and large, we've seen a continuation of the Trump administration approach of a tough stance, appropriately so, on these entities like Huawei that are beholden to China. At the FCC, we continue to follow through, revoking licenses and authorizations for entities like China Mobile and China Telecom. But my biggest concern is this administration is just not going fast enough. You know, one area where you can see that is TikTok. They've been undergoing a review through CFIUS, the foreign investment investigative arm that's run a Treasury for 18 months now. Similarly, Commerce Department is looking at TikTok. So we've got a lot of directionally right things in terms of putting our focus on these entities with ties back to the CCP. But we're just not closing those investigations fast enough. We're just not getting across the finish line. And frankly, I think, you know, a lot of these entities are running a two-part playbook on the U.S. Part one is to deny and gaslight, to say there's no issue there. And when that finally is seen through, step two is I think they're just relying on the U.S. government being too ineffective, too slow to actually stop them once we catch them. And I think Huawei is an example of it. We caught them. We know exactly what's going on. And yet their gear is still here in our networks, and that's not good.
Mr. Commissioner, we have about a minute. Has the U.S. Air Force commented on this? It's their equipment that's being compromised, if so.
Yeah, I had a discussion with the team that I met with up there out at Malmstrom Air Force Base about this. There was a public CNN story out even then in 2019 that they pointed to as well. So they have very serious concerns about this. The rest of the government needs to have their back and follow through.
And they've said as much. It's not secret, correct? It's well known. The Air Force objects.
That's right. Yes, exactly right.
Gordon, the Air Force objects. Reuters is covering the story. The Trump administration and the Biden administration know about it. What happens next, Gordon? We have 30 seconds.
Probably a very long time frame. And when a new administration comes in, they'll restudy it. The American people ought to be outraged at their leaders. Yes, the Chinese are criminals and espionage, but our leaders are failing to protect us.
Brendan Carr is a commissioner at the FCC, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America. a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.